As at noon Dulcina rested in her sweet and shady bower, came a shepherd and requested in her arms to sleep an hour. But from her look a wound he took so far that for a farther boon the nymph he prays, wherefore she says, "Forego me now, come to me soon." But in vain she did conjure him for to leave her presence so, having thousand means to allure him and but one to let him go, where lips invite and eyes delight and cheeks as fresh as rose in June persuades to stay, what boots to say, "Forego me now, come to me soon." Words whose hopes have now enjoined him to let Dulcina sleep. Could a man's love be confined, or a maid her promise keep? No further waste he held as fast as she was constant to her tune, and still she spake, "For Cupid's sake, forego me now, come to me soon." He demands what time or leisure can there be more fit than now. She says men may say their pleasure, yet I of it do not allow. "The sun's clear light shineth more bright," quoth he, "more fairer than the moon. For her to praise he loves, he says, forego me now, come to me soon." But no promise nor profession from his hands to purchase scope. Who would sell the sweet possession of such a beauty for a hope, or for the sight of lingering night, forego the pleasant joys of noon? Though none so fair her speeches were, forego me now, come to me soon. Now at last agreed these lovers, she was fair and he was young. If you'll believe me, I will tell ye, true love fixed lasteth long. He said, "My dear, my love, not fear, bright Phoebus beams out, shines the moon." Dulcina prays and to him says, "Forego me now, come to me soon." Day was spent and night approached. Venus fair was lover's friend. She entreated bright Apollo that his steeds their race might end. He could not say this goddess nay, but granted love's fair queen her boon. The shepherd came to this fair dame, "Forego me now, come to me soon." "Sweet," he said, "as I did promise, I am now returned again. Long delay, you know, breeds danger, and to lovers breedeth pain." The nymph said then, "Above all men, still welcome, shepherd, morn or noon." The shepherd prays, Dulcina says, "Shepherd, I doubt thou'rt come too soon." When that bright aurora blushed, came the shepherd to his dear. Pretty birds most sweet warbled, and the noon approached near. Yet still away the nymph did say, the shepherd he fell in a swoon. At length she said, "Be not afraid, forego me now, come to me soon." With grief of heart the shepherd hasted up the mountains to his flocks. Then he took a reed and pipe, it echo sounded through the rocks. Thus did he play, and wished the day were spent, and night were calmer noon. The silent night is love's delight, I'll go to fair Dulcina soon. Beauteous darling, fair Dulcina, like to Venus for her love, spent away the day in passion, mourning like the turtle dove. Melodiously, notes low and high, she warbled forth this doleful tune. Oh, come again, sweet shepherd swain, thou canst not be with me too soon. When that Thetis in her palace had received the Prince of Light, came in Corydon the shepherd to his love and heart's delight. Then Pan did play, the wood nymphs they did skip and dance to hear the tune. High men did say, 'tis holy day, forego me now, come to me soon.